The structural evolution of big box retail into an automated, tech-driven marketplace has just delivered a definitive proof of concept for corporate treasury optimization. Today, Thursday, May 21, 2026, the world's largest retailer officially dropped its highly anticipated Walmart Q1 2026 earnings results early this morning, followed by an institutional conference webcast. This earnings call, the first formal first-quarter briefing led by newly appointed President and CEO John Furner alongside CFO John David Rainey, demonstrated how the retail giant is leveraging its massive physical footprint to extract unique jurisdictional tax efficiencies from its digital fulfillment infrastructure. The automation tax engine, Section 168(k), and logistics arbitrage coming off a monumental $713.2 billion revenue performance in full fiscal year 2026, the newly reported Walmart Q1 2026 earnings results comfortably outpaced Wall Street estimates, booking a consolidated quarterly revenue of $177.75 billion. While everyday market analysts are hyper-focused on the persistent strength of higher-income grocery shoppers trading down, corporate tax directors are zeroing in on the back end of the firm's balance sheet optimization. Over the past 24 months, Walmart has heavily accelerated capital expenditures into automated, AI-powered distribution centers, DCs, and automated micro-fulfillment centers, MFCs, embedded directly within its physical supercenters. This technical integration yields a dual financial dividend, accelerated depreciation shields, by deploying capital into automated conveyor networks, advanced sorting robotics, and localized fulfillment hardware, the company maximizes its domestic tax deductions. Under active Section 168(k) provisions, these automated logistics frameworks qualify for significant asset write-offs, directly dampening the firm's net corporate income tax exposure. R&D tax credit capture, the proprietary automated distribution software stacks driving this infrastructure enable the company to claim extensive R&D tax credits. These incentives offset the steep developmental costs associated with building in-house supply chain algorithmic routing tools. Marketplace sales tax harmonization. On the revenue collection side, Walmart's tech-powered e-commerce marketplace relies on automated sales tax nexus engines. These systems seamlessly process regional sales tax and use tax calculations across thousands of state and municipal jurisdictions, mitigating the compliance tracking risks that frequently plague multi-channel retailers. Walmart Q1 2026 performance matrix. The reported metrics highlight the continuous scaling of Walmart's omnichannel pivot, supported by high-margin digital advertising and structural overhead reduction. Financial metric component. Prior year quarter active Q1 2026 reported baseline performance impact and analysis. Consolidated revenue $169.34 billion, $177.75 billion, up 4.97% YoY. Beats Wall Street consensus of $174.56 billion. Adjusted EPS $0.61, 0.66 outpaced the street estimate of 65 cents due to tight supply chain costs. Global e-commerce growth baseline standard plus 24.0% driven heavily by store fulfilled pickup and delivery speed. Global advertising, connect, baseline standard plus 26.0% high margin monetization layer buffering core digital spend. The infrastructure tax shield, WordPress-ready breakdown to accurately evaluate how localized capital allocations convert into direct net tax shields that shelter operational earnings, corporate treasury teams bypass buggy code lines and lay out the asset tax mitigation coefficient using a direct, linear rule. Infrastructure tax shield equals sum of capital expenditures per node times bonus depreciation rate times corporate tax rate, plus qualified software R&D credits to break down how this calculation tracks across internal compliance systems. Capital expenditures per node. The verified capital expenditure allocated to an individual automated distribution node or micro-fulfillment deployment. Bonus depreciation rate. The statutory federal bonus depreciation allowance fraction active for the current fiscal cycle under Section 168(k). Corporate tax rate. The active baseline U.S. statutory corporate income tax rate, fixed at a flat 21%. Qualified software R&D credits, The net volume of qualified research expenses captured via the development of proprietary automated logistics software infrastructure. Walmart's $177.75 billion quarter proves that their massive multi-billion dollar bet on automated fulfillment.